Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I want to address a very important subject, especially for young men who are considering going into the ministry, and it is, how would I know that I'm called by God to preach the Word of God? Martin Lloyd-Jones said at the beginning of his famous book, Preaching and Preachers, that the highest calling under heaven is the call by God to preach the Word of God. And I would agree with that. And there is one sense in which whatever it is that God calls you to do with your life, that is what is most important. But I think also a case can be made because of the strategic nature of preaching in the church and in the world, that this is the most important calling. Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said, if God has called you to be His servant, why stoop to be a king? To be the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest calling. And I think to preach the Word of God stands head and shoulders above the rest. So how would you know that you're called to preach? And it's a soul-searching, prayer-wrestling with God time to discern what it is that God has called you to do with your life. Well, I want to give you five words that start with the letter C that I think could be of help to you as you think through, how would I know that I'm called by God to preach? And the first word is compulsion. There is a strong desire within your heart, a fire in your bones that is growing and increasing, that you must preach the Word of God. In other words, this is not something that I would like to do, could do, should do. This is something I have to do, and it is growing stronger and stronger. 1 Timothy 3, verse 1 says that if a man desires to do the work of an elder or an overseer, it is a good work that he desires to do. And those two verbs, aspire and desire, are very strong words that speak of down in the heart and in the soul, there is a compulsion that I must preach the Word of God. And it is so strong that you feel that you must leave the bank or the insurance company or whatever it is that you would be doing vocationally, that you're just drawn and pulled to pursue this. So that's number one, compulsion. So I would ask you, do you feel this strong compulsion within you to preach the Word of God? Second is the word capacity or capability. Do you see in your life a God-giftedness to preach the Word, an ability to understand what the Word of God says and to be able to communicate this to others in an effective manner? Spurgeon said, if God has called you to fly, He'll give you wings. And if He's called you to preach, He will give you the necessary giftedness by which you may open up a passage of Scripture and be able to articulate it to others. Which I would add as a footnote, that is why before you go to seminary, before you step into this calling, you need to have the opportunity to preach, to test your own giftedness, and for you to sense that there's an effective gifting that God has given to you. The third C word, not only capability and compulsion, but is confirmation. Do others around you see in you the giftedness that you perceive that God has given to you? Those who sit under your Sunday school class, those who hear you at the retirement home, those who hear you in the youth ministry or the college ministry, those who hear you as you would be given opportunity on a Sunday night or a Wednesday night at your church, the feedback that you receive? Is there this confirmation that, yes, you have this giftedness? The spiritual leaders in your church, your own pastor, the elders and deacons in your church, do they bring confirmation that they see in you the giftedness and the calling of God? And then fourth, circumstances. Do doors begin to open for you to move forward in the pursuit of this calling? Are there opportunities for you to preach? Is there the opportunity to go to seminary and have further training and education? Do people ask you to step in for them and to preach or teach on their behalf? And suddenly doors begin to open and you're able to move forward in the pursuit of this calling. And then the final C word would be conversions. I think of Charles Haddon Spurgeon as he talks in lectures to my students. He has an opening chapter on the call to the ministry in which he shares from his own experience that he could not have the full assurance of his calling until he saw conversions under his preaching. And so John 15, verse 16, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain." Do you see fruit? And specifically, people who are coming to know Christ in a personal way. And perhaps those who are believers coming to walk more closely with the Lord Jesus Christ. Those would be five tests concerning your call to the ministry. And this call is a very real call. You don't hear an audible voice. As someone has said, it's much louder than that. It's the strong compulsion within your own heart and soul. If this is taking place in the dynamics within your heart, then I want to encourage you, this is the greatest calling that God can ever extend to a young man.